show and tell. We all remember the great elementary school bit of show and tell. I used to get so excited when it was my turn for show and tell. Then you'd get some little toy or something, and then you'd go up to front of the class and be like, this is my diaper Dan or whatever.
Diaper Dan?
Whatever you brought.
You're bringing diapers to class?
And you named them?
And who's Dan?
You brought Dan? That's really weird that he would show up. That's great.
I thought it was great at the time. Or maybe you
were scouting him for a long time.
You were the rich kid who could afford Optimus Prime and stood at the front of the class and wanted to let everybody know. Your parents wouldn't pay for your Optimus Prime.
And then you had to get up there with your diaper.
Sounds like you're working for
Prime
something.
Optimus. You had the bootleg version of it.
Optimal Prime.
Right, right.
It was an insane laugh, too.
It was.
Me? Him.
Oh, him.
So, today, I thought we are going to New Orleans.
Yes, we are.
You're flying out tomorrow night.
I
will be there on Saturday afternoon. A lot of us going on Saturday, but we will all be there by Sunday at, I believe, 1:30, because we're going to take a team riverboat trip on Sunday afternoon. We
Looking
have team dinner.
To that.
Should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, we will embark from Radio Row, all shows, all next week. We will bring you the sights and sounds on the ground in New Orleans of what it is like. Already got some guests. I know Max Crosby is going to join us, I believe, on Monday. They're Thursday. Solomon Thomas, he's going to join us. So a lot of fun already having. But I brought pictures to share with you guys from the very first time I ever went to New Orleans.
And we have to make sure we will put them. Maybe you can tweet those out, Matt, and then we'll retweet them from the ticket account. And so everyone can follow along with what we're doing.
So you can find me on Twitter at McMatt Radio, MCMATT Radio. And I'll put some of these pictures up so you can see them. But the first time I ever went to New Orleans would have been, trying to remember, I was 21 years old, and it was did college radio course down at Texas State. And it was some sort of national collegiate broadcasting convention. And it was in New Orleans that year. And so it was me, the girl that I did my radio show with in college, who was our station manager of the college station, and then our music director. Because I was the program director. She was station manager, and he was the music director. So us three and our student advisor, Dan. So all of us.
Diaper Dan, who you brought for show and tell when you were in school. Yeah, that's great.
All the Dans in my life. Who knew? So we went down there, and it was really kind of weird because the school would only pay for two rooms. And, of course, Dan was 20-some-odd years older than all of us. So me, Rachel, and Tom all had to share a room, which had to be crazy weird for her.
Yeah, that is something that I wouldn't think that would happen.
And Rachel, to this day, we're still friends, and she was one of my very best friends in college and is one of the only women I've ever known that I never thought anything would happen. Like, it never was anything with it. Like, we were truly just friends somehow.
Platonic friendship.
I don't think I would. Like, for whatever reason. Like, we were just really good friends. So we ended up having to share a bed because she refused to sleep in the same bed as Tom. And she's like, all right. And she told me, she goes, Matt, I swear if you try. I was like, what? I'm not going to do anything.
So did you like sleep with your head at her feet?
Yeah, did you go head to feet?
No, we slept back to back, but with the pillow in between us.
Okay.
Okay.
And she was so worried about it. And
why
then,
would you sleep there?
It was just weird. So, I'll pass this one to you. So I don't even know where this is. We know Bourbon Street. There's all these shops, and we went in to get some beads. But that's Dan, our student advisor. That's me as like a 21-year-old in college.
My gosh, dude. You look so different. So, you are in one of the shop, and there is a is that Louis Armstrong playing the saxophone?
Yeah, and I put my hand inside a glove that you can put, I guess, to look like you're holding the sax.
Dude, that doesn't even look like you. That is incredible.
So here's a picture
of
me.
And after a minute, we're definitely going to tweet these out. So
this is me and Rachel
along.
Apparently on Bourbon Street. And I've got a necklace on.
A necklace?
Puka?
Puka?
Did you show them?
Did I show mine?
Get this necklace?
I guarantee you I'm wearing a corduroy jacket.
It looks like you're wearing lipstick.
What time of the year is this?
It was October.
Do you remember the...
It was 2001 because it was about a month after 9/11.
Do you remember the place where you went for the stamp on your hand?
No.
Okay. There's no telling.
Yeah, he popped that top.
But that's my friend Rachel.
Okay.
And so.
Does she have any beads?
She does.
No way she showed them. But I'm wearing a corduroy jacket.
Get this, them is, on bourbon.
This is before I wore contacts. I don't know what this is. This is me and a bar drinking a martini.
Okay,
I don't know.
Pass it over. Okay, that's more like you. This is what I would definitely expect Matt to look like on Bourbon Street.
Because you're about to get a lot of
you
what's
are
more like
you
me.
Are drinking a what looks like to be a Cosmopolitan. That's what you're drinking in your jacket and looking so much like Matt. It just
so as you know, one of the popular drinks on Bourbon Street is called a hand grenade.
Yes, of course.
Oh yeah.
Now this is a picture. I don't know why I have a cigarette in my hand.
What?
Because I never smoked. And I saw this picture. I was like, that a cigarette? Because Rachel has one too. And I'm like, why would we have smoked? I don't smoke.
Bourbon changes people.
Yeah, it really does.
And
you're a different person when you go to New Orleans.
Is there like a timestamp at the bottom of this one so you can see it's at 3 a.m?
No, sadly there isn't. But we are taking a picture with an inflatable hand grenade and we both. Did I think it looked cool in the picture? Maybe. I don't
it's
know.
It's definitely lit. Like there's smoke coming off of it.
It is lit. Yes. It's 100% lit.
You smoked that cigarette, dude.
That's what I'm thinking.
You
but
can't
I,
make that claim.
I have zero recollection of that.
What'd you do? Grab it off of a homeless guy or something?
After
give
you
it back?
Coughed your lung out, you passed out.
Well, I wonder because Tom smoked, and I wonder if maybe we thought it would be cool to have cigarettes in this picture
and
for
Tom
some reason.
Tom just sacrificed 2 cigarettes.
I don't know.
You guys look cool.
They're dressed alike.
Dude, y'all should have done something.
That's what you do when you work together.
I guess. We just never...
I'm going to start dressing like Matt.
Oh, that's what... You don't just all go to the bathroom at the same time?
And what would...
Why would we do something crazy like
that?
That
would be
like
wild, wouldn't it?
That's ridiculous.
What would college be?
Dump all this.
So we found this... This is off Bourbon Street down by the river. We found this statue, and it was like an older man holding out his hand talking to a child in a statue. So why not see if that older man's hand could grab something?
Dude,
what's in it?
What do you think?
There's a couple of things that it could be.
Just imagine Matt and what he would try to put in his hand to see if it. Thank you. Exactly. The sack.
That's what you were holding sacks.
Why would I do this?
I don't. Because you're Matt.
Well, wouldn't you do it? Dude, that's a great picture.
It is a great picture. See? Look.
You got him in there.
There it is. I'm just like, hey. I didn't want to show what Rachel was doing, so I didn't bring that picture. But we have this one.
Boobs?
No.
Okay. Oh,
nice.
Okay.
I saw it. I was like, whoa. All right. Here's me on Bourbon Street because why not have a Jell-O shot? That's a great pick.
Why are you looking so intense?
Dude, I look
have
like
you
I
met him?
I need this Jell-O shot to live.
Okay, I cannot wait for you to post these. This is this is so young, Matt, that I didn't know, but you are looking like I'm about to get everything out of this Jell-O shot I can.
Good night, dude.
And then the final picture, and this is one I remember this, and I don't know why. You know how Bourbon Street is. You beads, you flash, and people are doing all kinds of things.
Of course.
So for some reason, this girl stopped me and thought I was cute, because I remember she goes, oh, you're cute, and Rachel goes, make out. So we did, and Rachel took a picture of it, and here is my Bourbon Street kissing picture with some rando.
So much tongue.
No, there's no tongue in that one.
Not that one.
I couldn't even, I have no clue who this person is, what her name is. I just remember, there it is, me kissing some random girl on Bourbon Street.
Maybe she smoked that cigarette for you.
Man, maybe she did, but boy, those noses all scrunched up.
Oh, man.
They're getting both eyes are closed. Yeah, you don't have any...
Are they kissing hard?
No, it's not a really into it kiss, but you can tell that may have been either the beginning or the very end. Of the smooching on this
It's
picture.
Bourbon Street, man. That's what you do. You
Your
party.
Glasses all fogged
kiss
up.
Randos.
That's a really good... Those series of pictures are a really good representation
really
of Bourbon
is,
Street.
No doubt about it. Just the city of New Orleans in general, because you're there, you're letting your hair down, you're having a really good time with your friends, and all of a sudden, hey, make out. Okay. And you just start kissing somebody.
Yeah,
man, that's great.
Why wouldn't you randomly with some girl?
I don't know. We'll find out next week. Do you remember where the statue is?
No, but I guarantee you we'll find it because it's down by the river, not too far off Bourbon Street. Because we never got out of the French Quarter on this trip.
Right.
So it had been around there somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we can go and recreate
that's what I'm
all the photos.
Yeah, every single one. Find some random broad to make out with. Find a couple cigarettes.
That's probably not happening.
And then let's see what else.
Definitely sounds like you're not dedicated to show
bitch,
and tell.
Actually, that's a great reason.
Yeah, do I you did, love?
I had to for
or
the
what?
Show. I didn't want to.
Yeah, I didn't
want to
do that, but I had to recreate this
as I'm signing my papers. But it was for the show.
So you're worried about lady finding out about the cigarette. Not really yourself having.
Well,
to smoke
he's probably more worried about the kissing of the stranger, not the cigarette.
The kissing of the random person.
Nah, it's all for the show.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. Probably wouldn't fly.
But
it's for the show.
If it's for the
what
show,
if it was a dude, think you could get away with a dude?
Maybe depends on how hot he is.
What if it's a puppet?
Definitely a puppet.
Ooh. There it is.
I could do the statue.
So you're gonna work, make out with George's
spunt.
It's such a, I just can't even.
Spunt. I'm not making out with Spunt Camoose.
I can't even say the name. Good Lord. All right, you're going to put those up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to tweet out a couple of these.
Yeah, all right. We'll retweet
so you guys can see these.
Put those up on McMatt Radio. That is the first episode of Show and Tell as we head to New Orleans.